right, we are back. Pat and Amo Show, about 22 minutes ago. It is two. Is it Tuesday, Spike?
All day Thursday.
It feels like it should be Wednesday.
Oh, God, no.
Maybe even Thursday. I need this week to be over with. I'm going to be with Bowie by myself all weekend.
Week. There's another day out. It's going to be Monday again.
That's stuff to do. I got a show to write, Spike.
I rewrote mine again tonight. I'm going to record it.
We'll talk about that in a moment. Love a good harmonica solo. Chris, Bob, Dewey, going to you now. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, no, I was just going to say, man, you hit the nail on the head with, like, separating the art from the artist. For me, it's like Kanye West for me. Like, I cannot stand a lot of his views and a lot of the things he says are outlandish, but his music is incredible. The older stuff, not so much the newer stuff. But,
right.
And, like, De Niro, I mean, De Niro's got so many classics. I'm not going to just stop watching those movies because of his view on politics. Like, I don't pick my friends based on political views, right? Like,
That's a great point, Chris. And Spike, stop it, because you have a lot of friends that have exact polar opposite political views as you. So therefore, you can be friends and appreciate people that have opposite views as you.
There's a difference. They were my friends before 45 came along, and I knew their opinions like that. That extreme.
But you said to me, what did you say to me about David Bowie? Your argument was, hey, if David Bowie came back and he said, I should discount him. True. So that would be, there you go. Right. All right then.
Yeah, they're no longer my friends.
Yeah. That's crazy. And Spike, I would just say this, like, I guarantee you of all the artists that you listen to and all the actors that you like, if you go back and look at everything that they believe in, there's going to be a handful that are not on the same page as you, right. And you're just going to discount them completely.
True. But I got to go back and find that. But if they get in my face like that,
then you don't let them.
I never knew that the girl that played Tomb Raider's daddy was such a jackass.
Angelina Jolie, you're talking about.
Understood.
You're talking about John Boyd. John Boyd.
Well, appreciate you guys.
Thank you, man. John Boyd didn't speak politically for a long time. I'll still watch a John Boyd movie, although there's not a lot of John Boyd movies was watching in the first place. I'm mad at John Boyd or whatever. Bob, go ahead.
Hey, I know you guys mentioned stuff about like what happens outside of the movies or music shouldn't affect the art. But, I mean, Will Smith smacked that guy. I wasn't a big fan of that, man.
What's
sure
that?
You guys weren't
either. Wait, hold on. Will Smith, I was a big fan of Will Smith when before he slapped Chris Rock.
That's what I'm saying. So it's like the same thing. It's like, you guys say the music shouldn't be affected by what the political words are. But at the same time, when Will Smith, outside of a movie, smacked Chris Rock for that dumb reason.
I said it was abhorrent. I said it was abhorrent. But am I still going to watch Bad Boys? You goddamn right I am. It doesn't matter whether it's isolated. Yeah, do I still listen to Summertime and bop my head? You goddamn right I do. So I don't know what you're saying.
No, that doesn't define who he is.
It was a bad look.
It doesn't define who he is.
But to the caller's point, it did make me think of Will Smith in a much lesser light than I did before.
Right, you said, oh, damn.
I did more than said, oh, damn. What I said was, this is something that was latent in him. There was a bigger issue. I think when he slapped Chris Rock, I think that was a major black mark on the culture. And it made me look at him in a lot less light. But again, I'll still bop my head to Summertime. I don't give a damn. Go ahead. What's your name?
Ooh, yeah. Born down in a dead man's town. First hit I took is when I hit the ground. End up like a dog that's been beat too much. Ooh, yeah. You spend half your life just covering up. Dig it.
Spike, that'll never get old to me. Dewey, go ahead.
Hey, Mo. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I am on Bluetooth because my speaker's broke. So if I
you sound fine. You sound fine.
Here we go.
You sound fine. Don't okay. Don't be rushing people, you Spike. What, you ain't got to hurry up. Tell Spike to shut up.
Was awesome.
What's that?
Okay. Listen, I want to agree with you, Mo. I'm older than you. I'm 56 years old.
You're not older than me.
And I'll tell you
matter.
What.
That doesn't matter.
I enjoy Joan Baez. My parents brought me up on wonderful music. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you what. Mm-hmm. I'll let you know. I listen to you and I watch your interviews. It is a wonderful part of my day. And I'll tell you, I listen to everybody. 102.5 The Bone, doesn't matter. But I'm going to tell you straight up right now, I agree with you 100%. It doesn't matter what the artist is. I don't care. It is their music, and that's what you get into.
Their music and their movies, Bruce, their art, listen, their paintings, Bruce, their whatever.
I don't like him, but I still love his music.
There you go. There you go. And if so, you and if you,
you
know if you love his
my call
yeah, no yeah, thank you for
you're the man, Dewey.
And if you know Bruce Springsteen, mm-hmm. you know that's how he's always been. You know, Robert De Niro, there was no big surprise that's how he was aligned politically. Blah 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 blah. Who gives a damn? Taxi Driver? You gonna make a better movie than that? Raging Bull? Come on, man. As we said, Goodfellas. Stop it. Stop it. Robert De Niro's got receipts. Receipts most actors will never have.
It's
not about excusing. It's about saying.
Yes, it is.
It's about saying his art and his ideology are two separate things. The art will always last. The art will always last. Go ahead, Jeremy.
Hey, guys. Good show tonight again. I was listening last night, and I can tell that Spike he's definitely a devout Democrat, right? Because two things.
Correct.
Last week he pronounced the word Arab. Is that it? And number two, he couldn't spell the goddamn word Rivian. You kidding me right now?
Elizabeth, thank you.
I'm joking.
No, you're not. You're 100% right.
Yeah, you didn't tell no lies.
Yes, Arabs.
You didn't tell no lies.
Yeah. John, go ahead, Joe. That was funny.
Thank you, Eric.
Go ahead, Joe.
What up?
Hey.
I was listening on Sunday, coming back from fishing.
Uh-huh.
And you had replays on.
Yes.
And Spike was talking about he bought a house and he's rehabbing over here in Lakeland.
Right.
Yeah, built a pool. So
get to the point. Sense, stop rushing.
The point is Spike over here in Lakeland, sir. We are about 45 in this area, sir.
There you go, Spike. You're 45. The man's telling you, Spike, that it's 45 territory in Lakeland.
Lake City is 45 with flags. So what you trying to tell me?
Spike, I'm going to tell you, if I see you walking around with a 21 on your hat, we're going to be putting 45 on your forehead, boy.
I welcome the meeting. Go to Lake City.
Hold on. I don't advocate violence, but I understand what you're saying, brother.
You know how many four-wheel trucks with them big old 45 flags hanging?
You better watch where you are. You better watch what you're saying when you're in Lakeland, bro. Hey, what's your name? Go ahead.
This is Concept.
Concept. How y'all doing? Ahead. We all right.
It happens to be that Will Smith did that when Will Packer was given the producer title on the show.
Right.
I'm assuming you do know who Will Packer is.
It was the first time a black producer had produced the Oscars, yes.
Exactly. I have a few people that believe that he got also squirrely because it's like, oh, well, my people got it. And it's like, no. So, and I do see what you're talking about regarding him being seen in a lesser light. I've grew up with him, and it still kind of hurts anytime that I'm watching one of his older movies that I still enjoy, like Men in Black and some of those other movies. And it's like, bro, why?
Yeah.
If he would have just screamed from where he was seated, just saying, she's got alopecia, I think it would have killed the whole thing.
Or as it was a stupid joke, a minor joke. It was not with any malice. If he just shut up, that would have been cool. It was Will Smith grew up as one of the greatest examples of working yourself through the industry and doing everything right.
Most definitely.
And in one fell slap, he put a black mark on not only Chris Rock's face, but his image. Thank you for the call. Appreciate you. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to hang up on you. I thought you were done. Hey, what's your name? Go ahead.
How you doing, Skip?
Hey, Skip. What's up, Skip?
I just want to bring it back to Rush, where Mazin, your dad being a great rock star.
Wait, slow down. You're talking about Rush?
Neil Peart.
Yeah.
Peart. All right.
Peart.
And then you have your son grow up behind you and bring that energy, brother.
But wait, Neil's. But Neil Peart doesn't have a son.
Huh?
Neil Peart doesn't have.
Yes, he does. Jason Bonham.
That's John Bonham from Led Zeppelin.
It was Led Zeppelin.
I like this guy here.
Thank you.
Yeah, but I can talk for you.
It's a cat named Mo. On 102.5 The Bone.